Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, Jaesu and Keisu are here. We're on another one of our comic book store adventures. We're lucky enough to be back at Sketchbook Comics and Games, and we're here with Jeff and Joel.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
So thanks for doing this again. The first one you guys recorded, one of our most popular segments, actually. Still getting hits, actually.
Damn right.
It's awesome.
We at least get one or two a day still, I think.
Sometimes.
She's going to downplay it a bit.
Well, she's just angry because of the Aquaman thing.
So. That's right.
Shut up. Yeah, so, my nephew likes Aquaman, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's obviously a smart kid.
So we appreciate you guys being here again. And I got to ask you right off the bat, how did Free Comic Book Day go?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, easily our best day since opening. We really weren't sure what to expect, but it went really, really well. We were left with very, very few of the free books. I think we were limiting to 5 a person or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we cleaned out almost all of them. The Zombie Squad was here, and that was very cool. They were decked out in full gear.
Nice.
Had, you know, the shop owners and stuff in the plaza staring at them out the windows, a little worried since they were walking around armed. And
Oh, that would do it.
They made a quick call to the police to let them know what they were doing. Just to prevent problems.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah,
call
sure.
The police to give them a heads up.
That's yeah. Right.
You know you've got a party when. But no, it was really, really good. It went really well for us, so.
A lot of new faces,
yeah.
A lot of new people that we'd never seen before. So,
okay,
it's good that people are, you know, looking into these things and seeing that there is a free comic book day and checking what other stores might be out there so they can just, you know, see what's available.
Yeah,
definitely.
I know I was pimping that day to everyone who would listen to at the day jobs.
Awesome.
Here's all the comic book stores in the area. Go to it.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a good time, fun time, crazy busy.
Cool.
Now, we do have some questions to get to, but the main reason we wanted to come in here today, Wednesday is New Comic Book Day in all the great comic book stores across the land, and we wanted to get you guys to tell us about some of your favorites that are coming out this week, stuff you're looking forward to and stuff you want to pimp.
For me, probably the big one that's coming out is Batman Inc. 11, Batman Incorporated 11. It's a kind of a break issue. Chris Burnham, the normal artist for the book, is writing it this month instead of Grant Morrison, and it's focusing on the Japanese Batman, and I'm pretty excited to see what they do with it. I just love the stories where they talk about the other Batman, I guess, but I'm a big fan of those books where they focus on those characters and show us a little bit more of the Batman Inc. family. George Lucas is drawing it. That's the big one for me this week.
I'd say the big book for me this week's Green Lantern.
Okay.
It's sort of tying up, the current storyline, which was the Wrath of the First Lantern. It's the end of Geoff Johns' run.
Yep.
And the regular artist, and then the creative teams are going to switch next month. But they released the final part of the story last week. This week is the second last part, so couldn't read last week's book.
Yeah,
so I had to wait this week.
Oh, man.
Because Green Lantern Corps came out with the epilogue,
yeah.
Whereas issue 20 of Green Lantern, which comes out this week, is the actual last part of the story.
That's right. So we get Green Lantern and Green Lantern New Guardians this week, so we should be able to finish off that storyline, which I've been pretty psyched about.
It's a little sad, though, too, to see John's leaving.
Yeah, for sure.
He's done so much for that book over the last 8-9 years.
Well, he was the one that brought Hal Jordan back.
That's absolutely
right. Yeah, for sure.
But I think
the reason I've got a tattoo up my arm of all the lanterns.
Oh, cool.
I think he's left the groundwork in place, though, that anybody can pick it up and run with it.
I hope so.
And really, he's still in charge of pretty much everything they do.
Yeah.
So if something comes up and it's not to his liking, he's just going to say don't do
it. Yeah, he's got a bit of a power position.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good.
Sometimes that's for the best, and sometimes it's, you know, people lose some creative control, but I think it's better for the direction of the company that way.
Yeah, looking forward to reading it. Looking forward to see where they're going after he leaves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with the stuff they tease and stuff, it looks interesting with the whole Guy Gardner will be in the Red Lantern book. And
yeah.
Hal will be the leader of the
Green Lantern Corps,
whatever that happens to mean, but
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see.
That's next month.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Next month, we get it. Don't have to wait that long.
It seems like forever.
It does. It does. Wednesday to Wednesday, when it's separated by 4 weeks, is pretty long.
Yeah.
It's rough. And then this week, we've also got DC's putting out the Green Team.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, their new one of their new series. It looks pretty cool. Teen trillionaires using their money to be superheroes, be popular, I guess.
Do stuff.
I don't know. It sounds like an interesting premise. They did it once before. Was it Boy Billionaires?
It was way back in the 70s.
It was called the Green Team, Boy Billionaires or Child Billionaires or something like that.
So they're revamping a concept that probably died off pretty quickly.
One issue.
There you go.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it was one issue.
I have high hopes, actually.
I'm just seeing this as, like, the new Richie Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Richie Rich.
That would be awesome.
I never thought of that.
I was looking at the solicits for the second issue, and there's a girl on the cover, and she's got, like, a cybernetic arm, and I'm like, if I had $1 trillion, that'd be the first thing I'd do is get a cybernetic arm.
I think Deathstroke shows up in the third issue.
Yeah, there was a...
They hire him as a bodyguard or something.
Exactly. This already sounds great.
Oh, I can't wait. You need something to replace your bionic man versus bionic woman.
I do. Cybernetic arms,
you
got me.
It's Art Balthazar and Franco.
Yeah, the guys who did Tiny Titans.
Yeah, Tiny Titans and Superman Family. It's those guys who are writing it.
Those are two of our daughter's favorite comics ever.
It's because they're solid.
Yeah, I think they're also doing a little Hellboy coming out, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. They are doing a little Hellboy. I think they're illustrating it as well. Like, they're writing and drawing it.
That'd be cool.
Neat. You guys looking forward to Superman Unchained at all?
Absolutely. I'm super psyched about that. I'm a huge, huge Scott Snyder fan. Mm-hmm. Jim Lee he's a superstar for a reason. Mm-hmm. He's good at what he does. I'm not sure his art style's changed at all in the last 10 years, but he's good at what he does, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see what Snyder does with Superman and his supporting characters on the whole. He does well with Batman. I just got caught up on American Vampire, which is just mind-numbingly good. So, super excited about Superman.
Yeah, I'm happy to be excited about a Superman book again. I recently stopped reading Action. So.
Yeah. Joel, on the other hand, is jacked up for...
Batman, Superman.
That's it.
That's the one I can't wait for. If it didn't even have words, it'd be fine. It's Jay Lee, and I think he's a master at what he does. But it's Greg Pak is the writer, who does solid work as well. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. It's one of those things where they talk about when they first meet up, and since this is this rebooted universe, they're pretty much wide open to do whatever they want.
And they're going to Earth 2.
Earth 2.
Yeah.
And I think Earth 2 Batman looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, he does, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm most interested about, is that whole crossover from the New 52 over to Earth 2. Yeah, we've got Power Girl and Huntress who came to the New 52 Earth, whatever. But I'm pretty excited about Batman and Superman going there. I think that makes for some good stories.
Definitely. I was a little bit sad the other day to read James Robinson's leaving Earth 2 book in DC Comics.
DC completely. I'm out.
Yeah, I wasn't overly pleased by that myself.
No, I've been a fan of his since Starman back in the day.
Yep, absolutely. I've got my Starmans at home that were signed by him. So.
Yeah, I met him 2 years ago. Nice guy.
Yeah, super nice guy.
I can only imagine, like, why he's left. It has to be some kind of creative difference.
I don't know. It seemed pretty amicable on Twitter.
It always seems amicable.
His announcement very, very, you know, wish them all the best type of thing. So he may very well have just left to go do his own thing again, you know. He did it before, we'd leave it to chance, and he may just want to do it. And when he went to do movies.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess when you see it online, it always seems
corrupt. He wrote and directed comic book villains. And
yeah.
Donald Logue.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great movie.
Very good movie. Cary Elwes.
Yep.
Cool. Speaking of movies, we were talking before we started recording a little bit about Iron Man 3. Kind of mixed opinions on it, I guess.
Joel loved it.
I thought it was awesome.
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm gonna like I mentioned earlier, I'll probably need to see it again. There's stuff about it I thought was very cool, like the crossover from the Avengers and kind of the after effects that that movie has on Tony Stark, and I thought that was very cool, and the Mandarin twist that I won't get into for anybody who hasn't seen it. But
all three of you.
If anybody hasn't seen it that's listening, just stop listening now
and go.
Go see it and then come back.
Pause.
Come back. I thought it was a great comic book movie because it did all those. It did a lot of wacky things that you see in comic books that you wouldn't necessarily see in most comic book films because they try to take themselves a little too seriously, or you know, they just don't want to push in that direction. And I think there's, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a couple scenes where I'm like, this is happening in like at least one comic book a month. It's just, you know, kind of ridiculous and surprising and but awesome at the end.
Yeah,
I did like the heavier focus on Tony Stark, the man.
Yep.
As opposed to Tony Stark, Iron Man. You know, when you got to do some stuff without the armor and that type of thing, I thought that was pretty cool. But overall, I don't know. Like I said, I probably need to see it again just to kind of solidify an opinion. But I can't say I didn't like it. I can't say I did. So
cool. You guys seen the S.H.I.E.L.D. trailer at all?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
That looks great.
Agents I had to think
S.H.I.E.L.D.
about it.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Sorry.
Yeah.
Silly.
Yeah, when you said the S.H.I.E.L.D., for some reason, Michael Chiklis came to mind.
Oh, yeah.
The Thing, the new show.
That's right.
The Thing Variety Hour.
That'd be awesome. I'd watch Sing and Dance. Yeah, I think that show looks good.
Yeah. I think it was a promising. Really smart move.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it this fall.
They have a lot of opportunity to bring in whatever they want. There's so many characters that have been untouched. I can just bring them into the show. If they take off, and as long as that, you know, whoever they have as the actor isn't signed to some big contract, they can just spin that straight into a movie. It's a great testing ground.
I am curious who, is it J. Richard August or J. August Richard or the guy who played Gunn in Angel?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious who he is.
Yeah, some of the sites are saying Rage.
I've heard Rage. I've heard Luke Cage. I don't think it's Cage.
I don't think it's Luke Cage because in the one preview, he takes off. He's super fast.
And at the same time, one of the head guys at Marvel Studios has been not so quietly sending out tweets and stuff like that, pushing for Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Cage.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
I'd be down with that.
Best movie ever?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll watch any movie with The Rock in it.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I like The Rock a lot.
He's funny, and he can just smash stuff.
Yeah.
And he's got the charisma to carry Cage.
Just stay away from the yellow shirt and tiara. That's all I ask.
I don't know. I think he could make that work. You ever seen Be Cool?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. He's pretty flamboyant in that one, so I think
that's
true. He
is.
I guess he could.
Let's get away from the billowy blouse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with just the t-shirt look he's been sporting in Avengers.
All right, and I guess Joss Whedon's been mentioning he's written Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in Avengers 2. Like, how do you guys feel about that? And any other Avengers you'd rather see than them?
Pretty much any other Avenger than them. I'm not a fan of Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver.
No.
I think my Quicksilver, I hesitate to use the word hatred, but my dislike, I think, comes from the fact that I was a Flash kid.
Yeah.
They're just not a pairing that works for me. The other thing is they've always given them kind of, in the Ultimate Universe, they've given them kind of a creepy brother-sister relationship.
Yes.
Since they pull a lot from the Ultimate Universe.
Let's hope not.
I hope they
leave that one behind.
I actually think it's awesome. When I was growing up, I remember like almost every single issue of the Avengers I had as a kid had the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in it. And I think it was like the Serpent Crown Saga or something. And I'm positive Scarlet Witch was a big part of that.
It's 100%.
This could just be childhood memories that are backwards. But I remember them both being in, like, every issue. And I always thought they were awesome back then.
It's 100% understandable. I totally get it. When it was a rumor before he confirmed it, I was like, yeah, that's who it will be.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of those two
characters. Who would I rather see, though? I don't know. who hasn't been invested.
Triathlon.
I'm good with it not being Vision.
Yeah. Because they you need Scarlet Witch to kind of bring the Vision in. Was that kind of a package to me.
There's that weird rumor that Coulson was going to come back as the
Yeah,
Vision.
And that I was a little worried about.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that? Why?
I don't know who I would... It would have been a cool way to bring Daredevil back into the Marvel Universe through the Avengers movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not a lot of extra Avengers. Oh, no. There's one. There's one that I would have liked to have seen, and that's Black Panther.
I was just going to say. Oh, yeah. I know who this is. It's Black Panther.
Completely.
Black Panther. And the Falcon.
Well, we'll get the Falcon in Captain America.
Oh, I know. But I'd like to see him on the Avengers.
And it's really sad. We might see Quicksilver on the silver screen before the Flash.
Yeah.
Which hurts my heart.
A lot, yeah. That's not bright at all.
You want Forte as the Falconer?
No.
No? Okay.
Cricket.
Yeah. Black Panther's the way they should have gone.
Mm-hmm.
First off, diversify the team just a touch. But he's such a great guy.
You got a green dude.
He's only sometimes green.
Yeah, he's white the rest of the time.
I know.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Okay. Last time we were here, I should have mentioned that you guys have a pretty awesome Facebook page. You guys are always updating your products, like right away, immediately.
I try to.
It makes me angry.
It shouldn't make you angry.
Because you want one.
You just stop posting everything's in the store.
Yeah, I do try and post new stuff that comes out. Especially kind of specialty items, like the blind box things that we've had, like the Simpsons ones and the Futurama. Although nobody in the store has been able to buy them because one guy comes in and buys them by the case. He just buys every one of them.
Yeah, he just shows them and buys them. I don't even get to see them.
Yeah, Joel has yet to see any of them.
There's all sorts of stuff I sometimes never get to see. Because it shows up when I'm not here, and it sells before I show up. And it's just like, I don't understand.
Oh, man.
Kind of the concept of the store, but
that's right. I've actually, there's some stuff that I've missed because, you know, we don't realize how popular it's going to be or how awesome it is, and people scoop it up before I get to see it, and then it sells out. So I got to wait for trades.
Trades are good, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I try and update it all the time. Yeah, we've got our main Facebook page. We've got a Facebook page for our Magic players only. We've got a Facebook page for our comic people only.
The HeroClix players.
We've got one for HeroClix players.
The board gamers.
And the board gamers.
That way they don't have to mix up messages and stuff about when they're planning to get together.
It means I'm not bombarding everybody who likes the store page with, does anybody want to draft Magic today? You know, that type of thing. So,
And when I was in high school, like, I didn't have a day job. I didn't have anything that was important going on, so I could go to the comic shop whenever I wanted, right? So I'd know it was out every week, like going on Wednesday, going on Thursday, going on Friday, and I'd see this stuff all the time. We all have day jobs now.
Oh, yeah.
I think the comic market shifted to us, you know what I mean? Adults, more so than kids who are in the store all the time. So if you're not seeing the stuff online, you're not even going to know what comes out.
Yeah.
So we make sure everybody just knows what's here.
Yeah, and I started doing the books you should be reading, because I did the Avengers Arena one last week, which is a fantastic book if you're not reading it.
Yeah.
Characters you may not have heard of, but...
Yeah,
but characters they just made
very,
up.
Very, very good. Yeah, I think some of them were definitely just made up, but...
Well, I think back before the internet, too, you were reliant on the shop owner to pull your pull list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't necessarily know what had come out that week. So now, you can go on the internet, you can get the release lists and everything. Like, I know you go through them and make sure we have everything on the list and stuff. So, just with all that awareness added on your shoulders now of, hey, you have all your pull lists, and you have to order for everybody else who's going to know when things come out, but just don't ask to.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's those pull lists that people have. They print them off. They've got them on their iPhones. You know, whatever. It's interesting. It puts some pressure on us, but I kind of like it because I get stories constantly of people who come in from different stores who are like, do you have this book? I missed it. Or they didn't put it away for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, my goal is I'm never missing anything. But
lofty goal.
It absolutely is. Yeah. And I'm not saying I want to read a book by any means.
Get a pull list.
Yeah.
Because stuff sells out.
And then, but there's people who like aren't even all that into comics that don't even know about the pull list.
Right.
I didn't know about it before I met Jay. And I know our friend Ryan had no clue about it a year ago before he had his started up. So I was like, wait, they can hold stuff for you? Like,
yeah.
You have to get all your books.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that all the time with like moms and stuff who are looking for stuff for their kids and they want something because their kid will only read comic books. They won't read regular books and stuff. So, yeah. There's tons of people who don't know about pull lists.
Yeah.
Whereas to most of us, it's like a given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all expect it to be there.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is they weren't there when I was a kid. Like, I remember going to, I mean, it shows my age a bit, but I remember Memory Lane. There was no such thing as pull list there. No, at least not the one in the falls.
No.
But, I mean, he had three different stores. I don't think he had pull lists at any of them.
I think he did end up having one here in St. Catharines when he was across the street from Lens.
No, could be. I just know that in the falls they didn't, because I jump on my bike and ride clear across the city every week.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I didn't care. Jump on a bus and take it, you know. I don't even remember how long that bus ride was, but
3 days later.
Yeah, it seemed like it sometimes. The ride back was a whole lot better. I had plenty to read.
Shannon, I have a hobo beard. What?
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I remember those days very well.
Do you have any other questions? Yeah. Diana, did you have some questions? What was your question again?
Do you like Adventure Time?
I will say this much. I really don't know it very well. I've never seen the show. I know it sells really well, and I have a basic idea of what the characters' names are. So I'm going to go with not really. Joel has a very different answer for you.
I love Adventure Time. I think Adventure Time's awesome. I think it's funny. I think it's, for adults, it's wish fulfillment. Like, you watch it or you read the book and they do everything you ever wanted to do when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Like ride around on a magical dog, flaming swords, live in a treehouse, fight mushroom wizards. Like, there's all sorts of crazy stuff happening all the time. It's like Dungeons and Dragons and video games and everything just all squished together. And nothing bad ever happens.
I have a question about Adventure Time. So are there two Adventure Times? One with, is it Finn and Jake, and one with Fiona and Cake? So are they two totally separate, or are they like friends, or they're brother and sister or something?
They're totally separate.
Totally separate. All right. I wonder.
Alternate universes.
All right. Alternate universes.
Okay.
And that's Diana.
I find when I watch Adventure Time, I don't know if I'm just like too old that I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait, what? And I'm like, did I miss something? And I have to rewind it. I'm like, nope, I didn't miss it. I just didn't make that jump with everybody else.
Sometimes it just doesn't make any sense. And sometimes I'm in tears. I'm laughing so hard.
Yep. Oh, okay. I feel the exact same way then. All right. I'm good.
And like, I let my 6-year-old son watch it. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you should be watching this because there's a lot of murder in it. Like,
yes.
They're murdering an entire race.
The exact same way.
So there's genocide.
Yeah.
But by the time the genocide's over, it's hilarious.
You're laughing. Like, she'll watch it, and I'm like, is she really understanding everything? I hope not. And then she's just, like, laughing, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they came up with this bizarre combination.
I'm guessing lots of drugs.
But it's just fantastic.
Yes.
I read recently that the guy who created it's doing he's got a Kickstarter going for...
Yep.
I think they called it like an ultra-violent cartoon or something like that. I could be wrong on the description, but yeah, he's got something else.
I think it's Land of the Vidiots.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's what it's called. Huh. I think Vidiot is in there as the name. Nice. And they've got that other book, Bravest Warriors.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the same guys?
Yeah, it's the same guys. But it's a little more adult. I wouldn't let my son watch it. Like, you can watch it online. Like, they're webtoons.
She watches them on YouTube. Yeah. Like, but...
Yeah, there's a few things in there that I found a little bit questionable. Yeah.
Like, is that a...
But also, equally hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so... What are you gonna do? BMO is my favorite.
Yeah, BMO's pretty awesome.
He just has the best line, because he's a video game tape player all in one thing. I'm like, how are we gonna watch this tape? And he's like, put it in my butt! I'm like, come on! The seven-year-old in me is loving this!
But yeah, at the same time, I'm not sure you want your kid quoting that.
Put it in my butt. That's fun.
All right. Fantastic. On that note.
Hold on. I just want to point out, for those listening, because you can't see anything, I did wear my Aquaman shirt just for Kay.
You really should read that.
Representing Aquaman. Uh-huh.
It's great.
Always. Always.
You should probably read
it's
it instead
so
of
good.
Glee versus Archie.
Yes.
Yes. Read Aquaman, not Glee meets Archie.
I started collecting and I have to finish it now.
I'm not sure you do. Normally I would say, yeah, you gotta at least get the whole story. I'm not sure you do with that one.
I don't think you're gonna miss much.
I gotta find out what happens when you take off Jughead's crown. They've made it like it's gonna be the end of the world. The apocalypse is coming.
Maybe
his crown.
Maybe that's what leads to the next series where it's
the
all
zombies.
Yeah.
Oh, sweets.
See? And then you'll all be
maybe
out of the
Finn
loop.
Learns to dance.
Oh,
good
no,
times.
That won't happen.
No.
Just let's remember, Aquaman, awesome. Glee Archie, not so much.
What was it on that top 300 list? Like 297 or
so.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Okay, so thanks again. You guys want to pimp your website and groups and stuff before we go?
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, just search for us on Facebook Comics and Games, or Facebook Comics.
It's not Facebook Comics.
I don't know why I said Facebook. Wow, Sketchbook Comics. Look for us on Facebook. I'm just going to stop talking.
Facebookcomics.ca. That's what our store is going to be called now. Facebook Comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Millions
get a lot of hits.
Billions
of yeah, we would.
Billions of hits.
True.
I'm sure it's not trademarked. You could probably get right on that.
Oh, it's registered.
Yes, you can find us at Sketchbook Comics on Facebook. And then our website is sketchbookcomics.ca.
Cool.
Or at Sketchbook Store on Twitter.
Yes, at Sketchbook Store on Twitter.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. We look forward to it, too.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.